Welcome to Sam's. This is Friday, April 4th. This newsletter starts out with Cisco and the CISA group in the United States adds their CSLU flaw to known exploited vulnerabilities. This probably won't affect most people who listen to this. This is something that has been out there and known about for a while. Oh, and by the way, some of these vulnerabilities you're going to read about, if you read the notes in the show notes and the newsletter online, are CVSS scores of at least 9, the highest being 9.8 and the lowest being 9.4, but there may be others. Our second item in the top of the news is coming from the state of Texas, as they are suing Oracle, and rightly so. As we know, we have been covering this Oracle debacle, and they are still claiming that they are not responsible for their health problem, and I don't honestly think they've been forthcoming about anything with the last two breaches of late. So I guess we'll see what the courts have to say. Here we go with Ivanti again, this time with a buffer overflow. And it is under active exploitation. This is one of several CVEs that are out there that have a CVSS score of at least 9, the highest again being 9.8, and the lowest being 9.4, although there could be others. And the CVEs, by the way, are 2024 numbered CVEs, and they're linked. Here's the rest of the week's news. OpenSMP, genetic data repository to delete data and shut down at the end of the month. I saw the Bleeping Computer article and I couldn't agree more. While genetic industries are needing to have a place in this world, having it available online just isn't cutting it. I don't know if there is really a good solution for this, just because of the fact that this particular company opened in 2011, and we know that the government, whether it's US or otherwise, wants as much data on you and I as possible. According to the Bleeping Computer article, it has been known that some of the data they have collected have come from the company 23andMe. And, of course, we do know that 23andMe is under, now, bankruptcy proceedings. And while they are still running at this time and looking for a sale, this is definitely something that we must keep our ears on, because I don't think they're honestly going to get a sale, knowing what we know about 23andMe to date. So good job, SNP, says Sans News Bites. Secrets should never be made public, but GitHub makes changes to protect secrets, talks about what they are doing to try and mitigate those if the secrets happen to be there. The secrets could include username and password data, API keys, and other pieces of data that probably shouldn't be out there. FastFlux being a national security threat. This is a cyber security advisory, and I don't know if we've talked about FastFlux, but I do remember reading about a piece of ransomware that could possibly be under this name, and how it is delivered is through different IPs, and it does evade detection. If you're interested in this, let me know. UK Cybersecurity and Resilience Bill. This is quite interesting, and I guess we'll just have to see how this goes. But it does seem like government is finally understanding that they can't have end-to-end encryption, otherwise known as E2EE, and a backdoor. Although, I don't know what's really going to happen. I don't think anybody understands. Google is actually moving forward to full end-to-end encrypted email for business, where you can actually check a box in the Compose window and the email will be encrypted. Don't know exactly how that works, however, and I highly doubt that that's going to work if you use a mail client such as Thunderbird. And the, of course, leading to the security strategy is the next item, because the UK is part of the EU. So, of course, these two could be tied together in one big discussion. How do you have a cybersecurity and resilience bill, but yet at the same time, you're still trying to push for back doors so law enforcement can access data if and when they want? And of course, we know that it has to go through legal processes, and we know law enforcement doesn't much care about that, at least in some cases. Canon printers have critical RCE flaw. This is another 2024 CVE with a CVSS score of at least 9 to 9.8. And this has been known for a little while. So lots to read if you wish. So feel free to find the notes in the RSS and read what you wish. The editorial team of Sam's News Bites includes Brian Honan, Kurt Dukes, Chris Elge, David Holzer, Head Scoutis, Gal Spencer, Jake Williams, Dr. Johannes Ulrich, John Pescator. Others include Josh Wright, Kathy Bradford, Lance Spitzner, and Lee Neely. You also have Mark Weatherford, Moses Frost, Suzanne Vautrinet, and William Hugh Murray. Sands Institute is located at 11,200 Rockville Pike, Suite 200, North Bethesda, Maryland, 20852. If you want to subscribe or you need help, go ahead and call 301-654-7267. Find what's interesting to you and let us know your thoughts. This Sands News Bites Again is from the newsletter for April 4th, 2025, and this is episode 4 of Sands. Passing news that might be available out there that could affect you. I'm Jared Reimer.